Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Charcuterie is hot, with more and more restaurants opting to do their own as part of their farm-to-table commitment. As a matter of fact, Sterling College in Craftsbury just held a two-week charcuterie class. To learn about it, we turn to Melissa Passanen, who writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Okay, you got to start with explaining what charcuterie is.
Yummy, meaty stuff? How's that? No, it's a French word, and it means preserved, cured, or cooked meat products, things like sausages, salamis, hams, bacon, pâtés, terrines. It often uses those extra parts of the animal that some people aren't so comfortable with, things like heads, intestines, scraps. It's a really efficient way to use the whole animal. And it's not limited to French cooking traditions, even though we tend to use the word that's French.
Why is Sterling College teaching this class?
So it is one of a group of summer food-oriented workshops they launched last summer, sort of traditional crafts of cooking. So they do some cheesemaking courses. They often partner with a local cheesemaker or other producer. So the cheesemaking courses are done with the sellers at Jasper Hill, also up in the Northeast Kingdom. They also did fermentation, so all sorts of naturally lacto-fermented pickles and yogurt. Kind of, you know, dairy products. Last year they did that with Sandor Katz, who's a nationally known fermentation expert. This year they did it with Flack Family Farm, who are known as experts within Vermont. So these courses are open to Sterling enrolled students for credit, but also, and this is unique with these summer courses, open to the public who will pay the fee.
How does this fit in with the school's mission?
So I did chat after I spent a meaty morning with the class, talking with President Matthew Durr. He talked a lot about Sterling's goal about connecting campus and real world, not having that artificial division. So Sterling is big into the issues of the day, food, water, soil, air, energy, climate, all the sustainability of that. And very often the students are working directly with those systems, like they have an on-campus farm that students work on. And in the summer, they're able to offer a few courses that dive even more deeply into that. So charcuterie actually is taught by Anne Obelnicki, who was previously the director of sustainable food systems at Sterling. She's now adjunct professor. And so they raise, as I mentioned, on the farm, their own animals there. And again, as I mentioned earlier, they use the whole animals to make charcuterie. So it fits into the sustainable, being respectful of using the animal, the whole animal, if you're going to slaughter it, and also gives people hands-on experience and then the tools to go off and do that themselves.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about the summer class on charcuterie held at Sterling College. Melissa, who were the students that attended this class?
It was a real wide range, and that was really fun. It filled up very quickly, and there were seven students. There actually should have been eight, but one, unfortunately, had to drop out at the end, so there were seven. But they ranged from, there were a couple full-time Sterling students, younger people, and then there was a woman named Laura Dixon, who's midlife sort of career changer. She's a web designer who just bought a farm in Berlin, and she wants to learn how to make her own charcuterie with the animals she's going to raise. There was a guy from Lopez Island, Washington State. He lives on a farm there. He used to guide safaris in Africa, 60-some-year-old guy, really awesome. And he said, I already make charcuterie, but I'm probably doing it all wrong. And his wife found the program online. And there was a chef from Boston whose restaurant, Stellina, in suburban Boston, had sent him because that restaurant wants to learn to do more of their own charcuterie. So it was very broad.
What did they make while you were there?
Well, what weren't they making? I mean, so they were smoking duck breasts, which were absolutely gorgeous. I got to taste those. They were making duck confit. They were making pastrami. They were making pickled tongue. They were making head cheese. There were literally halves of pig's head simmering on the stove. They were making Spanish-style rillette, which is a pork product, and I brought you some, Rick, to try. I myself, this is a shredded pork, slow-braised pork with some pork fat. This has beautiful Spanish spices in it, so take a bite of that. It's really, I think, delicious. So I ran the recipe in a home kitchen size. What do you think?
I want to eat it all right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, there's a lot right there. I'll give you some. I have plenty. So I had always had French-style riat, but this has a Spanish spicing to it that was really delicious. Then I didn't make it back, but on the final day of the two-week course, they had a huge spread of samples of everything they'd made, and I can't even imagine how gorgeous that must have been.
What'd they do other than make delicious food?
That's the fun part, right? But then they do, you know, there's a lot of other things going on in charcuterie. The afternoon I left, I didn't sit through this, but there was a very useful lecture from the guy who runs the Vermont packing house, which is Black River Produce's new packing house and slaughter facility. And so he was talking to them all about food safety regulations, which are obviously very important with meat processing. So they didn't just get to do the fun stuff. They had to learn some of the basics, and they toured around. They visited with Vermont Smoke and Cure in Hinesburg. They visited with Pete Coleman, who is Vermont Salumi. He's doing Italian-style cured meats. And butcher Cole Ward, who's an expert butcher in Vermont, came and actually demonstrated to them how to butcher whole animals, and then they did some hands-on with that.
Are there any other classes being offered this summer at Sterling College?
Yes, the final one of the summer is actually, it's pretty serious. It would be probably mostly for people who have already some experience in cheese making, but it's a blue cheese four-day workshop with partnered with the sellers at Jasper Hill, and they're bringing in a very highly regarded French cheese technologist, Yvonne Larcher, to teach it. So that does still have spots open, I understand, and as I mentioned, is at the end of August.
Melissa Passanen writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us this morning at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks, as always, for having me, Rick.
Now, I got to finish this.